All right. Well, when you're ready to go, we'll go. But what would you like us to refer to you as?
Just to
the show?
Houston.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that, how'd you come up with that?
Oh, Houston? I was born in Houston, and Pierce, just Pierce.
Pierce. All right.
Yeah.
You ever, you have a side gig? Is maybe a porn star or anything? I mean, it
you know what?
Fits.
I mean, I never thought of it. Like, I think, you think Pierce? It fits? Do you really think that works though?
Piercing,
it's
piercing the lady.
It writes itself.
I think it's. I'm just saying, if it doesn't work, you gotta. I think you could use it for both.
Yeah, everything's big in Texas too. Honestly, there's a tagline to go along with it.
There you go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 1,000 Crazy Questions, the podcast. I'm your currently sane host, Houston Pierce. This is a podcast where I have at least one guest a week and ask a series of crazy, would you rather questions. We get into the psyche of our guests, explore topics and questions that maybe should have been explored. I take my questions from you, listener, from a list of 1,000 questions. You can submit question suggestions at me at 1kcrazyquestions@gmail.com or at 1,000 Crazy Questions on Instagram. That's 1000 on Instagram. And your social media username will get a shout out if your question makes the episode. Please rate and follow 1,000 Crazy Questions on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and wherever else they're sitting, wherever else they are. It helps the show out. And let's get into the episode this week. This week, we have with us the host of the Cocktails with the Handsome Dimples and the Immaculate Beard, Kevin and Dean, if you all want to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Well, first I have to say, you know, a lot of people listen to podcasts at like 1.25 speed, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, whew, you've said that a few times.
Wow, that's out there. But thank you for the wonderful introduction.
Thanks for lying.
And lying to the people.
They'll see your faces. They know I'm telling the truth. They'll see this.
Yeah. We used to mess with people and tell everybody that I was actually Dimples and he was a beard, but the joke got old, so that one's run its course
real fast. Yeah,
oh, I mean, okay. Maybe Dimples, but maybe you could say you're Dimples and be like, "Oh, all right," but
yeah,
saying calling him beard
doesn't work.
It doesn't.
That's the funny part. Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking forward to talking with you.
Yeah, no, thanks for being on. You want to tell the listeners a bit about yourselves, your podcast, whatever fun professionally things you all do?
Yeah.
We've been, how long have you been doing? We're up to 106,
close to 160 episodes. We've been doing it for 3 years.
3 years now.
This thing was born, a pandemic baby, but born.
It was a brainchild way before that.
Consummated, yeah.
When we were out drinking,
yeah,
many nights together, and waking up the next morning going, we should have recorded that, and we crack each other up, but that's it. That's where it stops. But
right, and we also found out we don't crack other people up, so that's why we started to invite beautiful ladies to come on and talk to us, and for some reason they've started to say yes,
and they keep coming. And we love every one of them.
We have somehow turned this into the greatest job on earth. So.
Nice.
And yeah, we get to drink while we do it, so I mean that's not so bad.
Yeah,
nice. Meanwhile, here I am in a room talking to almost myself. I'm
kidding. Kind
of. Oh yeah, man. Yeah. That's cool though. I mean, like, you guys have,
and
a
how'd
great,
you get
like,
started
background,
man?
Too. Kind of same as you. What's it called, pandemic baby?
Yeah,
was bugging my friends about would you rather questions, and they said, well, do something with these, stop bugging us. And I said, all right. I just said, oh, challenge accepted. I went, wrote them down, and then I realized I had too many, and I was like, okay, I gotta do something with these. You sit around your room long enough, and then suddenly idea came, podcast. And went on, had to go off, then was back on, and then had to go off, and now I'm back.
Stronger than ever.
Nice. Yeah. Were your friends a little upset when you told them, okay, I wrote them all down, now you have to come on the podcast and answer them all honestly?
Yeah, some of them were like, you actually did it, huh?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and guess what? You have to be the one of the first people on, because you know, you start with what you know. You know, you start
absolutely
with your friends. Mm-hmm. We started, our first couple guests were my daughters.
Yep.
And then a friend, a comedian that we had, and then it grew from there. But yeah, I'm with you. We started with who we could.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, I think a question, an episode that I'll never see the sun is, first one was like technically my brother, and it just a proof of concept thing, but
Yeah.
I never gonna release
We,
that.
I think we have a
Too
couple.
close to home,
Yeah,
huh?
I think we have a couple hidden away that will probably never see the light of day either.
Yeah. Do you have one? This is off topic, honestly. I'm curious, do you guys have one that is like so bad you won't release it? Because I was going through backlog the other day of some are recorded, and one I remember, and I was like, oh, I still have this one, and it was so bad that I
Yeah.
can't. I was laughing at how I was like, maybe I should release this at how dry weird this is.
Yeah.
Do you
Yeah.
guys
Well,
feel?
I was gonna say, like, there maybe our first 10 episodes we shouldn't have released, but we did
They're
anyways.
terrible. Yes. We also did one where we watched the movie Cannibal Holocaust, which is one of these movies that was banned and from
Horror, yeah.
yeah, a horror movie that was banned
While drinking a lot.
and he was really well, we were both really, really drunk. So we watched the whole movie and then tried to comment on after, and it's terrible. So we've never.
So we filmed us watching the movie, so it's long, and we tried to talk
Oh,
through it, and
yeah.
because it was supposed to be shocking and
We're gonna do director's commentary.
commentary. Yeah.
Yeah, like a
It's in the
mystery
archives.
science theater thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a stupid fucking idea.
So there it is. There's the one. But Cannibal Holocaust. Gee, there I was. My brain stuck.
I'm
There,
sure
there's a movie for everyone to go watch.
right? Yeah. I'm sure
All
you
right.
know too, by doing all these things, you know, everyone that you do, I don't know, everyone that we do, I feel like it sucks. So it's just other people like it and other people tell you it's good, but I haven't got over the fact that, yeah, I'm like, God, I just look dumb. That's all right.
That's
People are watching.
nah.
And I agree 100%. He does look dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm okay with that.
At least you guys are a good team. At least, like one person to be like, yeah, I think we just do better. And that person to be like, yeah, you should do better. Like,
Yeah.
that's good.
Yeah.
That's cooperation. Yeah.
Well, we've been friends a long time. Long time. So we kind of know each other, and we bust each other's balls from day one, and we still do. So we're gonna that we just that's how we build our friendship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see how your friendship does against these.
All
I'm kidding. All
right. All
right.
right. Here we go.
Destroy us.
It
I'm sick of doing this
is.
podcast anyway. If you can end it tonight, I'll.
There are two rules to this game/conversation. Rule number one, you must always answer the question no matter what. If you have no preference towards one or the other, you say the phrase flip a coin, meaning that each choice is 50-50 to you and that one is neither worse or better than the other. But that rarely happens, so it may not get used. Rule number two, whoever asks the question doesn't have to answer it if they choose not to. These rules exist because as the questions become harder to answer, the rules become harder to follow. Here we go. This week, audience, we have a Rebin episode. So the questions asked and topics discussed should be not family friendly. If you want to check out the blue version of this podcast, go check them out. I don't know if there's going to be swearing in this one. Maybe there will. I don't know. But the questions asked, yeah, just look out for them. Dean and Kevin, if you guys have any questions for me, any variations of the questions I have asked, this is a conversational podcast. You're not interrupting. We go back and forth. Quick but important disclaimer to the listeners: everything is hypothetical. If you're offended by this episode, I don't know what to tell you. You can at me, and I probably won't answer, but you can do it. And yeah, lastly, before we begin, Dean and Kevin, Beer Dimple, is there anything that you guys would like to ask or declare? Are there any inherent as mental biases you may have?
No biases and nothing is off limits.
Nothing
And
at
if we
all.
don't offend somebody by the end of this, we didn't do
Nice.
it
That is what I honestly like to hear.
Yeah,
perfect.
All right, cool. Question out the gate. Would you guys rather be able to stretch out your arm, be able like, like kind of Mr. Fantastic it sort of. I wrote like Michael Jordan in Space Jam, or be able to painfully poop out bits of gold each time you go.
Well, I'm pooping gold. I have no problem cleaning it off and being rich. I'm pooping gold all day long.
Well, I'm pooping gold too because it already hurts to poop sometimes. So I might as well get some fucking gold out of it, right? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with that stretchy arm. I mean, I guess you could feel people up from far away and they wouldn't know who you were, but
I guess
yeah,
you
there's
sicko. I
that.
was more of a you could become a great basketball player and make money that way.
As long arms aren't going to make me a great athlete.
You could stand and then dunk the ball on the other side of the court.
There it is. Yeah. Right?
Boom, get the ball. You don't have to play defense. Dunk.
A ton of sports you can just dominate. Bowling, you just stretch your arm out all the way.
I thought we were talking about sports. Oh.
They're going to start making rules. I'm not going to, they'll shut me down somehow. But it would be good to, an NFL wide receiver with that would be good.
There you go.
Wait, only one arm or can I do both?
Let's say both.
Oh, both? All right, I'm changing my answer. I'm going with stretchy arms.
All right.
Because now I can get myself.
You can be slow and still catch the ball.
Right. And I can get myself NFL and NBA contracts and I don't have to clean poop off of gold.
I'm still taking gold because I like to poop.
That's true. With as much as you poop, you'll be richer than I am. They're in a contract in the NBA that's going to keep up.
Like, oh, man. Because I like to poop. It's like, yeah, no. It's not a chore. It's no, I get to. I like to poop.
Heck yeah.
People who say they don't are liars.
Right.
Sometimes it's good.
Some are better than others. But anyways.
I'm gonna choose to move on. I'm good. You guys have those are great answers, and you know what? I'm fine.
You got one opinion for both sides, so we're set there.
Yeah, and it's a win-win.
We have discovered there's no bad in either one of those.
So I just want to ask you this. These questions, have you asked them before and you've already got an answer, or are these fresh now and you need to answer?
Oh, I never answer. I never think of the answer beforehand, ever. And most of them, with the exception of one or two that fall through the cracks, are just fresh.
Okay.
Well, I mean, from the list, that is. Like, there's catalog. I'm not a crazy person. I don't miss. They're not in my head all the time.
Every night you come up with new questions?
Not every night, but every time I open up the thing again.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm a bit crazy, but.
Well,
we like talking with you.
We all are.
All right. This question, straight up stolen, but I'm asking it shamelessly anyway. It's wide open. Okay. You guys find a pair of magic glasses in the mail, and they show you a preventable crime that happens tomorrow. But every night, if you put these on, you will dream about an even worse crime that you cannot stop that is committed. Do you take the glasses and, like, see preventable crime?
But then suffer.
But then, yeah, no going to, you go to bed and then you have to witness some crime that is unstoppable. Yeah.
But is the crime I'm witnessing in my dreams actually happening, or is it just in my dreams?
It's happening or happened, and there's somewhere. Nothing. Yeah.
So I can, if I put the glasses on, I can prevent one horrible crime,
but suffer.
But then I have to see all the rest of horrible crime. Okay.
I'm not doing it because I was going to go with the I'll do it and suffer, but boy, that would build up a lot knowing that that was happening every night. I'm done. I'm throwing those glasses away.
Do I have any idea what
and just let nature take its course that it's happening?
You're not playing God.
I'm not playing God.
Do I have any idea what the crime is before I put the glasses on?
Good question.
Well, no, but only that it's preventable.
Okay. I mean,
are you running in and stopping it, or are you going to the police and stopping, or do you have to go stop it?
You go kick some ass.
Ooh. Either. I mean, you can, if you want to go kick some ass, you can. I mean, like, you can call the cops, or, you know, it's either you got the tools is what it's really giving you to, like.
Well, here's the thing. I don't, because I'm pooping gold. You got stretch arms. You could stop the crime. You could stop the crimes. I couldn't. Unless I throw gold at them and I want to keep it.
Well, my thing being, and so this is where I'm going to try to do my best to offend. I'm sorry, but if some dude is murdering a 90-year-old, I'm not putting up with the rest of that shit the rest of my life with nightmares and shit. But if somebody's killing a baby, then all right, then I'll put the glasses on.
You don't know until you get them on.
Then fuck the glasses, I guess.
So you've got two selfish people right here. That's all I can tell you.
One of them is trying to bargain out of being selfish, though.
Yeah, like, well,
Nick, I respect the straight selfish answer. I do. I get it. You like your poop. I understand. But you're trying to be, but Beard, like, you know,
I'm trying to play it. Both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
I very much am. But I'm okay with that.
He outed you, man.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay. What if to this question, because if you can't know, then you're like, okay, I'm putting him down. But what if, I guess, you know that all the crimes will be theft of some sort? Does that change this, I guess? Because, like, whether someone's stealing from a 90-year-old or when someone's stealing from their mother or from an institution, a business, a church, a bank, you know it's going to be theft. Is that...
The one I could prevent or the one I'm watching?
Oh, the one that you could prevent.
Oh. That even solidifies even more. No. If I got to go still watch a horrible thing just for theft?
Wait, if I can stop a horrible thing and then all the crime I watch is thefts, that's fine. I'll do that.
No, that's
the pussy way out.
Theft is an easy thing to watch. No, forget that. No, okay. It has to be you can stop theft.
No. All even right. that doubles. I double down now on that. Because before I'm like, maybe I could save a baby.
Right.
Maybe I could save a child's life.
Right.
But if I don't know about any of it.
That's true. That's true. What you don't know can't hurt you, right? I think.
Selfish. Selfish.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're picking ignorance?
I'm pleading selfish. I'm pleading selfish. I was just hoping to make myself look a little better, but then you called me out on it and I look worse. So, I mean, that's fine. You invited us, but that's fine. I mean.
Whatever. Amen. I'm sorry, man. I couldn't help it. It's like,
good.
I mean, like, especially when your partner over there is like, no, I'm selfish. You know, it's just with the blatantness, it becomes, you have to really.
I know. Yeah. I should have gone first.
All right, cool. Next question, guys. Would you rather have the hairiest pubes and you cannot shave, or the yellowest seven teeth that you cannot get dental work on?
Pubes.
Wait, do I get to pick the teeth?
Or the pubes.
What? No, do I get to pick the seven teeth that are yellow?
Oh, you get to pick the seven teeth that...
I assume there's the front seven.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but if it's, no, only, all right, if it's only seven and they're in the back, I'll go with the teeth.
Okay, yeah.
But otherwise, I'm going with the pubes, because you can pick up chicks...
And then it's too late.
Before they know.
Right. And then you just slick it back.
Oh. Oh, my God. Slick it back.
Pat Riley style?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
A little moose.
Ooh.
That was my first thought.
Oh, my God.
But I assume... you're welcome. So, I was, my first vision was, that's my front teeth that are yellow.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any ladies to come back with you for that.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Once you get them there, you turn the light on, they'll be like, what's this forest? And you're like,
don't worry about it.
Slick it back.
Okay. What if you can pick the seven teeth, I guess?
Then I'm taking the teeth and I'm just putting them all in the back. Nobody will know. I'll be good to go.
Are they yellow in color, or are they yellow in color and odor?
Oh, I was just thinking color. Color.
If they're in the back, they got a little odor to them because they're rotten.
Then I'm going back to the pubes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Okay, let's make this. Let's turn this up a notch. All right, it's seven teeth, and you only have these teeth in your mouth. You only have seven.
Pubes. I don't care if my pubes are touching my ankles. I'm going with the pubes.
Pubes.
Nope. And, well, if the pubes, they come with odor. And
I shampoo my pubes.
They're going to your ankles, and they're coming up to like your belly button. Like it's like a.
It's 70s porns times 10.
Yeah.
And they stink. I mean, would at that point.
I guess.
I mean, ecosystem.
Can I braid them and to get them out of the way?
Now I would go with the teeth, but I'd punch all my own teeth out, so I was just gums.
Yeah, that's gonna help you with food.
I'll eat soup. I'll eat super work.
I'll just gum my cheeseburger.
I don't know. Can you braid, Kevin? Can you do that? Like in life, can you braid hair?
Wait up, call me out. I have two daughters and I could never ever get it. I would, and I'm not going to ask them to do
it.
I'm not asking them to do it because I would, they learn to braid by themselves because dad was like, they would teach me. They would literally teach me and I would fuck it up. So I would have it done professionally.
How much are you paying for that one? But I mean, I guess your poop gold will help, but I don't know.
I got money. I got poop gold.
They don't take that.
They're like you, it'd be like you braid my pubes. It'd be like sure, and then they get in back and be like, get out.
they don't.
We're not.
They don't take that.
I guess I go back to the. I'm not getting a lady in my bedroom if I got no teeth or yellow teeth or odor out of my mouth. So still going with the pubes, and I'll try and work it somehow.
Ooh.
I'll hang car air fresheners off my ding-a-ling just to get them in the door.
You're never going to be able to wear shorts. You're going to have to hide them in your pants. So it's,
oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting a new trend. I would embrace it and I would,
there you go.
I'd embrace it and I would show it. Yep, you
get that,
absolutely.
Get that shit on TikTok. It'll be all over. You'll be the guy who invented it.
Well, you'd be canceled so fast. Like, get that thing out of here. Get that off.
Let's give it a try.
Oh, man. Dean, same train for you? Or?
Well, yeah, you really put a lot of factors, extra factors into this. But, oh, geez. I guess I got to go with the pubes, too. I don't think you can. You're not going to be able to do anything with that face. And, if you can't get them back to your place, there's no. So pubes it is.
All right. There may be some women into the teeth pirate look. Maybe.
That's true. There's probably one or two. They probably live in Shawano, Wisconsin.
I was thinking the opposite. I'm hoping there's a fetish of the stinky pubes that I could get involved with.
Well, there's that too. I guarantee it. There's that.
All I'm going to tell you. And you can go listen to our podcast. We've got a lot of ladies that deal with fetishes, and if you could think of it, there's a fetish out there.
Yeah, it's weird. I think I don't know why, but I feel like the tooth one is easier to imagine. As weird as that one is, than the fur.
So
you're going
back at you. Which would you pick with your new rules?
I would have to pick the hair, and that is for utility reasons. I don't want dentures. I don't want veneers. And I like to eat, like, you know, food that is like, yeah. I like apples and whatever, you know, I want to. For utility's sake, I want to keep my teeth.
Well, there's no fixing it anyway. You said there's no fixing it. You can't have dental work, so you couldn't have
exactly. Yeah, yeah. So for utility's sake, I'll keep my teeth as is, and I'll have to suffer the hair.
Yeah.
And then go on some fetish websites, apparently.
There you go. You'll find somebody.
Unanimous decision there.
The problem is now all three of us are fighting for the same lady.
Yeah, it's true.
There's probably not a lot of them.
I have a thicker, like, actually mine is worse than these. It's worse.
So you win. Because if they're into the fetish, then they're into the everything.
Damn it.
Yeah, I can braid hair. Sort of in an amateurish way, but I can do it.
Oh, okay. So you're up on me. I don't know.
I can't either.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Uh-uh.
So you're beating us both right off the bat.
There it is.
No offense, Houston. I don't think it's a skill men are supposed to have.
What, braiding hair or being able to grow pubes that go down to your
both. Yeah, it's both.
I don't know. Braiding hair is I don't know. I have a sister, and she made me one. You know, she's my older sister, so you know that you're made to do things, and like,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's useful.
I was made to play Barbies when I was young too. If you know. What are you gonna do?
I didn't have any sisters, and I was made to play Mario. Okay, next question.
This one's open-ended as well.
All right.
Do you guys think that men and women can truly just be friends?
No.
No. Okay. Explain, please.
Because guys are horn dogs, and even if they're, I hate to say it, even if they're, well,
say it. Even if they're ugly,
you still think. you still, there's always that in the.
What if they're ugly and they stink? And they have seven yellow teeth.
Do they have big pubes? Maybe that's a turn on for me. Maybe I like it.
Well, then no, they don't.
But I won't know unless. So back to your question.
You said,
Generally, I say no. It would take an extreme circumstance to actually work. And I only say that because 99% of the time, no. But we used to have a girlfriend. And we hung out and nothing ever happened. But I will say this. It was because I looked and I'm like, no.
So.
Nope. Not, mm-hmm. You know. But mm-hmm. But did I ever think about it? Yes. And then the answer was no. So. Mm-hmm.
So you have no female friends.
I have a lot of female friends.
Well.
Good
luck with this.
That really bit me in the ass.
It did.
To be fair. A lot of my girlfriends now are girlfriends. We're still friends today. So
that will not count because that means you crossed some kind of bridge at one point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
The obvious answer is yes. Men and women can be friends. But that doesn't discredit what you said as the reason why. They're friends. Every guy, he still wants to fuck her, but true friends. I mean, you stay friends with a hot girl for a long time. Just
so change that to can a guy be friends with a hot girl?
Yes, still can.
I don't. It can't. Is it really just friends if you're constantly trying to pursue? You know, I mean, like you're even just bed or whatever. You know, like it's.
So I guess there's that other fine point of, she's hot. She'll never. So I'm not constantly pushing because eventually she's going to not want to hang out with me anymore because I'm
pushing my side.
But I won't push it. But every time we're together, I'm like, damn, I really like them.
You're like,
yeah.
She puts any move on me, it's go time. Right. But I'm not going to do it because I don't want to ruin hanging out with her because she's so freaking hot.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, she may get comfortable with me and just be like, I need to change my clothes in front of you and you're my best friend. And then just do it. And you'll be like,
happened. That happened. I'm not going to say her name, but you know who I'm talking about. I was in a hotel room with her. We were just friends and she was comfortable enough to change in front of me. And I went, yay. But then I tried to make a move and that ended that.
And then she never changed in front of you again. You fucked it up. You ruined it because you crossed that line.
I did.
Yep. So many thoughts. Wait, first off, that's rare. Second, how could you, no offense to your friend, ex-friend, wherever she is, but how could she not know? How could she not know that that's like,
up until that point, she thought he was gay.
Oh.
No, she just thought I was really old, which she was right. But
I mean, but the only world where it makes sense is if she thought you were gay. Oldness aside, too, you know, like that.
Yeah.
So horn dogs don't go away for guys.
Well, here's the thing. Ladies, they like to tease once in a while. I don't know if you both know that, but they kind of like to torture us. So, and it works. And we say, please, more. Anyway, what was the question?
but
thank you for arguing my side, by the way. You just argued my side clearly that men and women can be friends, even though you said no to begin. Okay. So,
I don't know. I think he argued your side, but he also made a point to why it's maybe not true. Because are you guys true friends? If one of you is always trying, and I just say one of you because sometimes women can want the man. I mean, it's not as often, but it's true.
It happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've been We've been friends for 25 years. You've been trying to fuck me every day. I still count us as friends.
Oh, man.
Flattering.
I don't know if I could be friends with a guy, let's say like a gay dude, right? Who's like who I know is trying to get at me. That wouldn't sit in my head correctly. You know, like I don't like I mean
Okay, well what about a girl? What about a girl that wants you but you don't want her? Could you continue to be friends with her?
I would feel wrong too, you know, in like a sort of like, well, I don't want to hurt your feelings because it's not going to happen sort of way, you know, like, and that's if I'm not attracted to her, because obviously if I am, then what are we doing? But, you know, like it's, right. if she likes me, I don't really care for her and she's my friend and she's supposed to be like my actual friend and she emits feelings or she just drops a lot of hints and I know, that's gonna complicate it, you know, like it's not gonna it's too loaded, you know, it's spring loaded friendship.
Get what you're saying. It is. If you're pining for this person nonstop, is it truly a friendship? I mean I get that, right, I think there are guys out there that are good enough guys that can be a friend even though they're longing
to a girl,
you know. There probably not a lot of that. But I think there are some. So
yeah, no, I've done that. It's like I know it's not going to happen, so I'm not going to disrupt our friendship by advancing. So I'll just stay where we are. But I'm still thinking every once in a while. Well, I wanna. And I've had back to your thing. So I've had some gentlemen approach me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a compliment.
And I'd say actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, I think it's a compliment no matter who wants to, but do they pine him once in a while when we're drinking, but after that, I don't care. We can still be friends. We are still friends, and then he got married, and he doesn't pine after me anymore, so.
Aww.
But he still does. You know he does in the back of his head. He does.
Aww. It's cute.
Yeah. Personally, I think the only way a man and woman can truly be friends without pining is if one of them is like married or if both parties are married and like, you know, like happily married and whatever. I think that'd be the only situation.
Yeah, but now you're throwing in spouses that could be jealous and then it's a whole nother ballgame. So,
yeah.
Told that you can't be friends with her because she's a girl or vice versa.
Oh, that sounds like some personal drama.
Maybe it happens.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a story there. Yeah.
There was a.
I wonder why guys wouldn't want you to be friends with their wives.
There was a lady that I was friends with. We were just friends forever and ever. And then friends with another friend. I married her. And then I was off limits to hang out with my other friend that was a female. But she knew we were friends prior to. And then she confessed to me that the girl I was friends with confessed to my... I just blew everything up with this saying it was my wife, didn't I?
I know, I love it. I love it.
Ex-wife. That she actually literally did have a crush on me. And then that's why she wouldn't allow. Now, I don't know if it was true or not.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, all right.
I don't think that has anything to do with what we were talking about. You just wanted that story out there.
I really didn't.
What does that have to do with? Well, anyway.
That was so real. I really didn't. You like sorry. It was just like, yeah, no.
But my point was that it was like, it doesn't matter. It's never going to happen because I would never cross that line. I didn't cross it before we got married and now we're married. Why would I cross the line now? I could have had her before.
Because it's more fun.
I just keep getting deeper and deeper. Hey, what's that next question coming at us? Real quick.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Can I just say this?
Yeah. What's up?
I love whiskey and some nights I hate whiskey.
It's a good friend. It's a true friend.
It is.
Whiskey doesn't secretly pine after you, but but it's there to meet you wherever you're at there for it.
Wow.
That's why
I love it even more.
That's why alcohol is better than women.
Oh man.
This you're gonna have to edit out. You can't clip that part and put it as a reel. Number one.
Why alcohol?
You can do anything else, but the ex-wife part cannot be a clip. Oh, motherfucker. Okay. You're going to clip that part out. I apologize.
Okay.
Wait, gotcha. with the alcohol better than women part, or?
No, just what I said there.
Oh, okay.
When I was yelling at him.
No.
Yeah, he'll leave it in. I don't care.
I'll find it somewhere.
No.
All right.
Matter of fact, I don't care anymore.
All right. So that's going to be clipped somewhere. I don't know. Guys, would you rather?
Uh-oh.
We went off the rails already?
Have see-through skin or have your head on backwards?
Mm.
Mm. take your time.
Unlike the first would you rather, there was good in both. I don't see a good to either one of these fucking things. Ah.
See-through skin.
I mean, I guess see-through skin would be kind of cool, but I spent a lot of money on tattoos. That would be feel like a big waste at this point.
That's true. You'd be done.
Yeah.
Translucent tattoos. I mean, I guess you can kind of see them.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I could see the back of them through my.
You'd see all three. That. It'd be maybe. Translucent.
All right. I think the see-through skin. The head on backwards seems like it's just a total.
Drew everything up.
Really fuck 69 up.
Yeah, I don't know that you would like that.
Why? Your face would be in the.
But just looking at the ceiling.
Maybe you're both into it. Maybe you're both into it, but maybe it's going to enhance it or make it worse.
Maybe
it could be something else. Like
it's. We'd have to come up with a whole new number.
That's a whole new. That's a whole different.
A whole different number.
It's a set of math. Hold on.
Yeah, Let's do some add addition subtraction.
Because you're like a one now. You're not a six. You're a one. So because like you know your head's looking down, and like the base of the one is gonna be like back there. Yeah.
So he's more like a seven.
No,
because it's still frontal. All right.
It's still frontal.
What's
what's frontal?
Like, I'm trying to think what's if there's even a number for like there's a Chinese not. Character for whatever that is.
Yeah, that one I can't speak to. I don't know enough about that.
No, you're just messed up.
There's got to be something. Anyway, I'm going with see-through skin.
I am too. I think you could use it to your advantage. The backward head would just mess me up.
I'd be dizzy all the time.
The see-through skin, I could use it, you know, to your advantage.
What would
meaning
you do
when you're out, like, look at me. And people would be like, ooh, look how weird you are.
They already do that.
I know, but now there'd be more. They'd be intrigued to be like, go home with a translucent guy.
Because
they just want to be like, if I can see everything here, what's the package look like? Translucent.
I think you're going to
curiosity.
Ooh, I feel like that's scary, actually. Oh, I
agree. It'd be horrible, but I think people would want to see it. I think it'd be horrible.
There's a very common theme to all our answers. Whatever gets you laid is the answer. Seems to be
there's a theme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we decide that already this soon?
Yeah. Every answer you've had given has been about.
Well, when you're trying to get laid though, like how's this going to help? But I don't know if there's many advantages other than just freaking people out. Having see-through skin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's
and then the curiosity of what does he look like without any clothes? I mean, yeah, I can see your arm.
Right.
And imagine it's going to be that for everything, but they really want to see everything.
I mean, curious when you wrote this question, was there anything on your mind that you thought was a benefit to one, or was it just which one is worse? Just strictly which one would be worse.
Oh, this one's worse.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because I'm trying to find like I said, the first one with the stretchy arms or the gold poop.
It's not going to get any better.
There's some benefit to that, right? But this one, there's really no benefit. It's just which one is less worse.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I don't mean to false advertise. This show can be terrible. No, there's definitely.
I like it.
There's wrongs. No, there's.
Yeah. I'm expecting more of the kind of would you rather.
Yeah, you guys got to find the silver lining. Honestly, it's kind of like that.
The
only silver lining I see is what you're talking about. You're going to be an oddity, and again, some people are attracted to oddities.
And at some point, it could be like, well, everybody knows, so you're shunned or whatever.
And maybe they could use you for science. We could cure cancer with you or something because we can see what's going on.
Oh,
you know, right. It's just going to be muscle, though. You know, like it's going to be a pound of.
Well, with me, it's going to be all muscle.
All right. All right. It's just, that's not, no.
All right. This question was this question. I'm just gonna throw this one at you. I'm curious to see how you guys answer it. It wasn't on the list, but here it is. Would you guys
Naked.
Rather eat fresh placenta or a rat?
Is a rat? Can I cook the rat?
You can cook a rat. Yeah.
And a rat.
Can I cook the placenta?
No.
Oh.
It's fresh.
It's a fresh, but you know that does have tons of, you know, good
nutrients and
nutrients, whatever comes with that stuff.
Yeah.
So go back. Don't ask again. There's no silver lining in this one. We got to make it.
There's silver lining in this one.
There's not.
There
I'm sure
is
you can find.
Lining.
You can find it. I'm sure.
Yeah. It's going to be the. I'm going to eat the rat and I'm going to cook it and I'm going to put a lot of seasoning on it because I can't even eat sushi. So there's no way I'm eating a placenta.
That's true. I mean placenta. I'm doing it.
Wow, a serious split. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I think the health benefits would be.
Yep.
So, and maybe it's good. Maybe it's good. You never know.
You're right. It could be the greatest tasting thing ever.
Mm.
But so could rat.
That's true.
I mean, it could be better than chicken.
That's
not true. Everything tastes. It could be better than chicken. Everything doesn't taste like chicken. Better.
Better than chicken. That's their slogan. Better than chicken.
I would, if I, but so here's my follow up question. If I like it, can I have more rats or
no.
just one?
No.
I mean, that then becomes a personal choice if you're going into the street. And
I just don't think there's a lot of meat on the rat. So if I'm like, this is delicious, damn it, it's gone. I want more.
No, I mean, that's completely up to you. I mean, like, if you, the first rat, it's kind of like, eat the rat, you know, and then if you want to get past that, it's kind of like,
then I'm getting a second placenta.
I'm like, bring it on. So you're going to eat as many placentas as I eat rats.
No, because placentas are bigger. I'll eat as
two for one.
The same poundage.
Okay. Same poundage. There we go.
Yeah.
We're on.
All right.
I'll do that.
That's episode 200.
We just need to, I mean, I can get rats. Where can we put placentas? Which need to be fresh.
Oh.
We'll go into the hospital that day. All right, there you go.
You got any pregnant? Oh, never mind. You don't have any female friends.
Oh, I'm glad I could give an episode idea. Oh my gosh. Yeah, go to the hospital. Yeah. Excuse me, nurse. Do you have any fresh placenta? We don't need anything a week old.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Nothing more than 3 days. Like, it. If you got anything from today at the like fresh.
Right, and yeah. Since I'm going to eat like 12 rats, you're going to need a couple of, you're going to at least need three or four placentas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Not only one, you're going to be like, nurse.
Yeah.
I need several.
Just grab a stack.
Okay. Okay. Stack. Oh man. I don't know where the dedication comes from with that, but it's just the rat thing, being able to cook it helps me. So I kind of pick rat because I'll just cook it and mince it up and put it in something I don't notice. But placenta, I don't, Dean,
but
I don't
benefits,
know how you, I don't know how you do that.
Health
benefits.
Yes, I'm gambling because I don't know if you can. I'm a picture of health, and I'm all about that. I'd eat the rat. Jesus Christ, a piece of rat's like that big. It has like two bites. Fucking cook it until you can't taste it.
Tell him he can't go back now. He already named. He said it. He's got.
I really respected your placenta answer, man. I mean, like you were being strong for both of us with the health choice.
I was just trying to impress the hipsters and yuppies that listen to your episode.
Stick with it. Just go with it, man.
We're trying to draw from that demographic.
Okay. Let me know in the comments, placenta or rat. I really want to know. I mean, respond. I want it more than any other question I've asked in this episode. That is, I want to know placenta or rat.
We do. Please let us know. Yeah.
And if you're a new mother, don't answer because.
Yeah. Or a new father because you.
I mean, father eat the placenta. Like mothers, you have an excuse, but a dad being like, I'll eat it with you. Let it know.
People do it, man. People do it.
Well, they can't stop me from judging.
So if that's the case, if we all had to, you had a child that was born, you had to eat the placenta. That was the law. Would you want it bloodier the better, or would it just be
how do you like clean it off?
Well, all right. I mean, it bloody then. Yeah, all right.
Oof.
Yeah.
No. Next question. Would you rather? Oh, this one's kind of tough. Would you rather get peed on by your friend on your face, or have terrible, uncontrollable bowel syndrome for the next 10 years?
Ooh, 10 years.
Do I pick the friend?
Or are you just
saying peeing
right
on
here?
You?
Like, yes. Do I pick the friend that's peeing on me?
Let's say it'd be like a raffle out of like your closest.
So you can't pick them.
You're killing me here.
So you can't pick one that you don't. I'm my friend, but not. I don't see it very often. Or you could just say, it's us.
You guys are here.
I mean, if it's him, I'll shit like a goose for the next two decades. That's fine. It's not happening. So.
Dean?
Was he saying if you have another friend with like cleaner peas, what you're saying?
What
like...
I'm saying is I'm the one who said it's possible for men and women to be friends. I would just find one of my hot female friends and be like, can you pee on my face, please?
See, he's trying to loophole out.
So
that's why I asked you to just put it, make it us.
But if it's because I'm fine with a hot chick peeing on me. All right. I'll tell the world right now. That's fine. I'm not fine with him peeing on me. So
Dean?
Yeah.
Bring your pee on.
You're all right.
There I am.
It seems odd considering I feel like you already have had irritable bowels for the past 10 years. I don't know why another 10 is
Ladies, I haven't. He's mixing up.
What am I mixing up?
I haven't. I mean, I poop a lot.
Yeah.
I feel that's one of my strengths because I get gold.
Superhero powers. Y'all got them.
One and done. Bring it on, P. Drink fucking gallons of water before you do it.
No.
Build it up.
You don't get to pick that. I'm gonna eat piles and piles of asparagus before this happens.
My point. Do whatever you gotta do to make it the longest piss ever.
Oh.
For you, but it's one and done. I'm in.
You know it said on your face. He said face.
On my face.
Someone's getting in your mouth.
I can't breathe. I can't hold my breath that long. So yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. Wow. I understand that.
So, okay. Right. Yeah. You're taking it with a lot of what's the word?
Gusto.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's how I would have to do it. I'd be like, boom, here we are. Hope you're ready. I'd lay down. Go. Let's go.
Probably not the worst thing you've had in your mouth.
It's not the worst thing I have in my mouth. He's got a point. It's not the worst thing.
Oh my god, man. But
my
like,
answer, I'm sticking to it.
You don't care, Dean, about the girl pee thing? Because like this is just me, okay? Yeah. And there's no judgment, but pee is pee to me. to me. And that's just me holding my razor. Yeah. That's just so because I wouldn't want Kevin to pee on me either, but or any or any fun
I'm offended a little bit right there. What?
Well, I'm a little offended too. I feel like I'm getting king shamed a little bit here.
There's no judgment. I just don't have the pee because it doesn't matter who really it's coming from. I don't have the it's pee, you know, it's pissed.
yeah, I get it.
I mean,
so you're just so you know. Because you're picking the
10 years is a long time.
That's a long time. And you're gonna be at a romantic moment and you'd be like, oh, excuse me, baby, and boom, you're off.
No, I think I picked the P. I'm just saying, making it a girl or boy is like almost arbitrary. Almost, I guess. Like,
I agree.
It's I agree. Like if I have to stare at something, I'd rather be like, you know, from that angle, I'd rather be a woman, but in terms of what's coming out is still pissed to my, to like, so it's not pleasure. It's like, you know, I'm still having a bad time. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming
You wait. You're telling me you both are okay, as okay with guy piss as you are with girl piss. What? That's what you're telling me right now.
I'm going to say go. My eyes are going to be closed. I don't want it in my eyes. I can close my eyes the whole time. It's going to be in my mouth. But it ain't going to be in my eyes. I can tell you that.
I only lean girl piss if I have to look. But that's the only factor. Otherwise, like if you have me a cup of piss and you say this is from a woman or this is from a man, it's like I don't care.
That's true. Blind taste test probably would prove that. Like, I don't know what I'm talking
this
about.
Is piss. It's like
unless she's pregnant, maybe it tastes a little different. I don't know.
I don't know. But
yeah, but I don't mean to kink shame anybody. Because it's more psychological than it is anything else.
I mean. The thing is, I've already been peed on by a woman. Now, it's everything below the waist. It's never been near my face. But I think that jump would be, I could do it.
You could handle it.
I could do it. Better that than shitting my guts out every 5 minutes for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with it. Female only, though. I'm not. I'll take the shit if it's you.
That's love right there.
Yeah.
You can feel it, right?
Yeah, I got it. Let's change things up a little bit. We're gonna switch questions. We're gonna switch questions hard. Ooh. Do you guys think that animals have souls?
Yes, of course. Of course I do. I like animals better than I like people. Of course they have souls. They go to
animal heaven?
I don't believe in people heaven, so no, not animal. I don't know.
So, but you don't believe in any souls. So how can you answer yes? You don't believe in that.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
You don't have one.
Well, that's beside the point. But if their souls can't go to heaven,
this got deep in a hurry.
If a human soul's
then
how do animals have souls? Humans don't have souls either.
Wait, you only have a soul if you believe in heaven. If I don't believe in heaven, there's no such.
Where's it going when you die in your soul? Where's your soul go? that's dumb.
What were you going to say?
That's dumb.
I don't think that's what you were going to say.
I was going to say that's dumb.
When you've podcasted with somebody long enough that you know by their face what they were about to say?
I don't know what he's talking about.
But if he corrected himself quickly, I like it. That's good. Okay, yeah. No, I do. I need. What is the definition of a soul?
Well, my thought is if you every human's got a soul and it goes to heaven or it goes to hell.
Oh, okay.
If you don't have a soul, if you don't go either way, then why would you have a soul?
All right, then no, I don't have one.
I mean is you don't believe in any of that, which is fine. But then don't they don't believe there's a soul?
No idea. I never thought about it that hard.
Ooh, well, I'm thinking. So if they, my point was just that. If a human soul can't go anywhere, then animal soul can't go anywhere.
But my problem with you is you answered no, but you believe in heaven. So what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't believe animals have souls. They just die and they don't have a soul. They don't go anywhere.
What makes humans so special?
Because we are special.
I'm so glad I messed something up. I feel like I messed something up. I'm proud of myself.
That's what differentiates us is that we have souls and animals don't. Not that they're any less important or wonderful and cuddleable and all that stuff, but they just don't have souls.
I got an unprofessional. I gotta plug my laptop in because it's about to die. I made a rookie mistake. You guys keep going.
I've been there.
We'll leave this in, but I gotta. It's about to die. I gotta plug it in.
Do it.
Go. Yeah, so, I've been there. I've done that.
And so it's deep, like you said.
Deep. We went from very shallow to very deep very quickly. very quickly. I was not quite ready for that transition. But
we're going everywhere, man. There is nothing off limits, so it could be from boom to boom.
If there has to be a heaven for there to be a soul, I don't necessarily believe that. But I also don't necessarily get. I don't know what I know. I don't know what I think a soul is. So does an animal have a soul? I don't fucking know because I don't know if I have a soul.
So are you going into it thinking a soul is just like someone that? Well, that can't be true. I was going to say like you have a soul if you're. Kind, but if you're mean, you don't have a soul.
No, I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay,
I'm
right now trying to discuss it because I don't either.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what a soul.
You hear all that? You're a good soul. You're a mean soul.
You're a mean one.
That's this mean one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not trying to dodge your question, but
so with that, I guess is in heaven. I don't believe there's animals running around with us.
No, I definitely don't believe in heaven.
Superior being.
Why the fuck would I want to go to heaven if there's no animals?
I want to interject.
Yes, please do.
So I also believe in heaven, and I do believe animals are there. So
okay. Well, then let's discuss that. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's less based off of like what's the word, theological sense, yeah, as much as it is just knowing how dogs are. And I say dogs because I love dogs. I mean, I like all animals. Cats absolutely are kind of, cats are, yeah, kind of cats are
cats suck your soul.
Yeah, cats are
when you're sleeping, they suck the soul out of you.
Yeah,
no, you're trying to go to heaven, but
you know, you only have to be dead for like 15 minutes and your cat will start eating you, right?
That's awful.
That's 1,000% true.
Freaking cats. Yeah. There, some are good, some are cats. So yeah, the best cats are ones like dogs. But anyway, the way, you know, your dog looks at you, the way they understand, and just how loving they are, I can't fathom the idea that they just don't have something behind those eyes. You know, there just is, you know, so... And that's more of an emotional reason, than it is a theological one, yeah, for sure, animals, sure, having souls. And like, I care about them a lot, ones that have passed away. And like, you know, I'm like, when I die, when if I get there, you know, I'm going to see them. Like they're like, and it's going to be a really
great
moment.
You'll
be
reunited with them.
Yeah, exactly. And it may be based off of, like I said, no theological like reason, but yeah.
So, with that same analogy, you look at a dog and you can't, how can they not have a soul to go to heaven? So that's all animals. So you look at a cow, they don't have that same look to you. They kind of look at you like,
I've never gotten close enough to a cow and I don't want to because I like hamburgers. So that's willful ignorance for me. Okay.
Some animals have souls and some don't, or all do or don't. I'm just asking.
I mean, if they all did, then why would heaven not be big enough for all of them, you know?
It can
like,
be.
Like, is
I mean,
then,
let's, and to if, your point, every cat's going to hell. That's a different story.
Yeah, we agree on that. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, if you don't believe in heaven, okay, but if you do, why animals are not allowed in, you know? And, like, I know it. People are special. I would agree with you. People are special, you know, in terms of how souls and spirits work.
Some people really are special. So, I would agree with that.
But yeah,
I would say they have their own heaven. Animals.
Okay.
So they have a soul.
No, they just, it's, I'm trying, see, to make, I'm trying to make,
well,
him feel,
that's
better,
true. He's right. Well, he's right though, because then that means they have souls, because they have...
No, that's why I was trying to.
Here's what I'm
trying to be a dick and just be full at. Well, they're not going to be able to cuddle with them in heaven, and they're going somewhere else.
I'm putting the final stamp on this. All I know is that any human who believes that humans have souls but don't believe animals have souls don't have a soul. Next question.
Got it. Mic drop. Okay.
I don't have a soul.
I'm glad you guys hung that with that hard turn. I'm glad you guys we hooked it and we're done.
Yeah. I mean, this guy thinks pedophiles are going to heaven, but animals can't.
I do not. They're all going to hell. They're gonna burn forever.
Oh yeah. Well, same thing. They're going to hell. They could go somewhere, but an animal can't go anywhere.
Right.
I think insects, for the record, would go to hell, because I feel like they're or they don't have anything. Insects are
what,
they don't.
So what count. If what if an insect run around going, a mosquito's like, I'm not gonna bite any human because I don't feel it's right. They're a good soul.
Heaven.
They're going to heaven.
They go to hell, and that's their heaven, because they like biting things.
That's true.
They're like, oh, all those people used to step on us, and that's their version of paradise, is eating people. Which,
that's true.
There you go. I think so. It's a win for them, terrible for us. And yeah. Anyway, no.
What other religious questions you got for us?
Oh, let's go.
Next question. Let's go. This one. Is about celebrities. Are celebrities like us? What do they know? Do they know things? What do you guys think? I don't know what mood I was in when I wrote this.
I'm thinking you watch a celebrity talk that thought they were smart, and they're so removed from the common person that they're idiots. So no, I don't. I think once they become that much of a celebrity, they're removed from and they 100% forget what it's like to be
normal.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, deep, but
there's a lot of douchebaggery in the celebrity world. You like to think that some of them are still, you know, still have souls.
Decent, yeah. Which I believe a few do. Like Keanu Reeves, I believe, still is down to earth and is not into that cloud of bullshit. And personally, I just know years ago when I was younger, you know, I would always think, my God, I love this musician. They're brilliant in the way they write or and everything. So they're smart. And then all of a sudden I hear them talk, well, that's where I should go. Well, no, they're idiots. So I learned to just separate. I learned, for me, if I love their music, I love them for their music, and I just ignore their private life. I love their acting, I ignore their private life, because if you combine them, I would probably shut out every musician and actor that I really love, because
yeah,
they're shallow. They're shallow.
Yeah, so the art from the artist.
Yes.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I still listen to Bill Cosby.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Please, please, please edit that part out.
It was a joke.
It's fine.
I like how you put together, like, yeah, you know, I can agree. That's a very fair point. You know, like, like we've heard that argument before. You know, it's a very solid thing. And then you ended it with, like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's back on tour, so you're good. To be fair,
I mean, before we knew, the guy was brilliant and hilarious. So
yeah,
that he was. The hilarious doesn't change. So do you? It's a different question that I want to get into it. Can you continue to separate after something like that comes out? That's a different question.
Oof.
Yeah.
Need a whole episode for that one.
No, that's a topic in and of its own.
Yep. Yep. All right. I'm done.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not allowed to answer any more questions. That was Beard, by the way.
It's audio only.
It's audio only.
Yeah, we can't tell. I think I'm gonna put this in visual, though. I think I really, really want to. It's a nice set, and I told you I'm getting into it. So
yeah. Maybe, nice. Nice.
Maybe outed.
Nice, Dan.
So what is it? The question is: are celebrities like us?
Yeah. It seems like do they know things I wrote? But I think what I meant by that is like, have they lost touch with being people, you know, being like
a lot of them, unfortunately, I do think have. So I think that like anything, you know, I mean, there's any group of people, you're going to find people who are out of touch. But I think the percentage of celebrities that are out of touch is bigger than it is for the majority of the world. So. And I mean, it's hard. It's got to be hard when things come that easy to you. And
sure.
But yeah,
it can be done.
Do you guys think, would that happen to you too? Do you think, or do you think you're like, I don't know, that you guys' friendship or your personalities individually would kind of shield you from, you know, that kind of.
Oh no. If this thing ever sells for like somebody comes and we'll give you $10 million for this. Him and I aren't even friends anymore. We're just coworkers at that point. Fuck that. I changed completely. I'll be sitting here in a mink. What is up? Screw that.
He'd come in and be like, don't talk to me till the microphone's on.
Do not look me in the eyes. Go straight Ellen.
This cocktails with the beard. What's up?
That's right.
It's right. The beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine what instant fame can do to people.
It's gotta be hard, yeah. Yeah. So, I get that, but yeah, it can be.
Kevin, you think, you know, would you keep it together? Nah, yes.
Oh, absolutely, I would.
Okay.
He likes to give the PC answer.
I I'll stick it together. I like to continue on. Okay. Because it's the common folk once I get up above. It's a common folk that I could bring home at night. Just kidding.
That I can bring home at night? With my giant pubes and
pubes and my translucent skin. I'll be like, come here, watch me poop out goals. See, that's how I get them. They'll clean up the gold.
There you go.
And I won't have to anymore.
There you go.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. This last question. Last question. We're done. Last question.
All right.
We're gonna end on something freaking ridiculous because I know you two can handle it.
Bring it on. The more ridiculous, the better.
Would you rather talk out of your ass, literally, and poop out of your mouth, or get into a car accident and go blind, deaf, and get uglier?
Fuck, dude.
Wow, that is. Jesus. I mean, number one, even if I become uglier, I go from a 10 to like a 9.5. So it doesn't matter that part.
Of course. Yeah.
Right.
Poop out of my.
You already poop out of your mouth, so you might as well just go though.
I do.
Jesus.
Or become what? Deaf, dumb, and blind?
Not dumb. Whatever. Right. Blind, deaf, and get uglier.
Wait.
Your life's over either way.
How old am I when this happens? My age now?
Age now.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the blind, deaf, and uglier. I feel like I'm already settled into life. There's not like I'm picking up a hot 25-year-old anymore, so I ain't pooping out of my mouth. That's disgusting.
Do I taste it as I go? I mean, do the senses switch?
Why would so much of this about poop?
I mean, with the senses switch.
Well, we were on pee for a long time.
That's true. A lot of poop and pee.
If the senses switched along with the vocals, I would go with poop out of my mouth if I didn't have to taste it, and I'll talk out of my ass because life's over either way, so I don't care.
Well, I mean, believe me, when it was just talking out of your ass, when I thought that was the only part, I was like, this is an obvious, of course, I don't care what the other thing is, I want to talk out of my ass. But then you had to throw in the poop out of your mouth thing. I'm like, oh, come on.
Well, people use that expression. They don't take it this is the full course of that expression because you're switching functions. You can't.
Yeah.
So am I tasting it?
No, let's say you're completely like switching functions. So you will now eat with your ass and you'll be able to taste through your ass. And what your butt used to do, now your mouth does. Like they're switching.
All right.
So you will not taste it. No.
I'm switching. I'll do that.
I suppose. So you just, okay.
I can still function. And then when I do it, I got to do it on my own.
Probably not going
to. I'm pooping out of my mouth.
Like a ventriloquist. Like you'll be standing there with your mouth closed. Someone's talking to you.
And I just hope when I'm mouthing the words that are coming out of my ass, which I'd love to say, listen to the words coming out of my ass. But when I'm doing that, hopefully that, you know, I don't have diarrhea and it just comes out when I,
Jesus when Christ. I,
public speaking. Anyways, I'm switching. I'm doing the ass mouth thing.
You're doing ass to mouth? I forgot what I
was. That's my final answer.
You lost me.
I mean, you went with the blind and
I'm sticking with it because I don't want to see your poop coming out of your mouth. I'm just sticking with blind.
Yeah, go blind, death. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tough life, but people live that way.
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to the selfish. I don't want to have to try and maneuver blind and deaf. So I'll take the... I might even do the shit tasting twice a day over that.
Wow.
You know, it'd be easier to go into the bathroom, though. You just open up the lid and you just bend over. You don't need to take off anything.
Yeah, it's not like I'm sitting there. But you're in my kitchen. I'm going to go to the bathroom like I ever do.
But you can't go to eat at restaurants anymore. If you got to eat with your asshole.
That's true.
Well, restroom with you. Take the plate.
Thanks.
I'll
be right back. You got to drop trowel. Yeah, it'd be a different life. I'm still sticking with it. I'm still going.
I had no doubt. I had no doubt. I'm staying blind.
What are you going to do, Houston? What are you going to do in this last question?
This last question.
You going to have poop breath or not?
This last question is, I got to answer this. Let's see.
You do, man.
Let's see.
Don't let me get the quarter to flip.
Not so fun being on the other end, is it, Houston?
This isn't a quarter. I don't want my fate decided by a flip with this.
That's true.
This is too terrible for that.
And it's going to happen when you wake up. So choose wisely.
Yeah, you see, I think, you know what? You know, here I pick talking out of my ass because there's a TLC show with my name written all over it. And there are fetishes for everything, as we established earlier in the episode.
That's Bam, true. You just made my decision even better.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, look, this poor man, this life. Look at he has to live. And they show me like in the kitchen with my butt over a plate. What's going on? What's up, beard?
It just dawned on me. If I go with Flippy Flippy, anytime I want to make out with the old lady, he's looking my asshole. I switch.
He can't switch now.
I've switched every single time. You have. And I'm going to keep it up. That's the point of this. You listen to the conversation. You shimmy, you shake.
You can. Yeah. I guess we can do whatever we want.
But yeah, the listener is answering with us, I'm sure. So
yeah.
Oh man,
that's what we want to hear.
That I'm glad that was the deciding factor. The fact that you're the idea that someone, an old lady, even.
No, I said my old lady, not any old lady, but my wife.
Which now that went over my head. Honestly, I was like, "Why would he want to know?"
Not an actual old lady. No.
Well, he was expecting. You're thinking a senile old lady is the only way we're going to do it. So, that's his fetish. Senile old ladies.
kissing his now butt, but once was mouth.
Yep.
It's that. Over that fetish of now she has to do it. She has no choice.
She's being tricked into it. Like, what?
That's right.
Honey, I miss you. Give me a kiss.
That's right.
Oh. Got it. All right. Oh, we're going to end there. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
For being on. I want to hand over the spotlight to you. Is there anything you want to plug or tell the listeners in general?
Thanks for having us on. We really do appreciate it. It's been fun. It's been a blast. It really, really has.
Yeah. Fun format.
It is. Yeah. Can't wait to hear more. Yeah. But we're Cocktails with Dibbles and the Beard. That's where you can find us on YouTube, all the other platforms, but on Instagram, which we prefer, it's the
CWDATB podcast.
There you go.
Nice.
CWDATB podcast. So. Yeah, go there. Follow us there.
Awesome. Cool, yeah. Let me know in the comments, people, what you thought about the questions. Specifically, the placenta rat one. I want to know. And share this on multiple platforms and rate on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Podchaser, I think I mentioned it earlier, but Podchaser is a place where you find new podcasts and get hooked up ones like this. It's just a really great place for fine podcasts. I know I go there. And share this with your friends. Share this with your enemies. And bye everybody. Everyone stay safe.
Peace.
Thank you.
As always, follow my music producer D800D-800 at BeatStars or SoundCloud.com.